Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Biden's set to meet with the Chinese communist dictator any minute now. They say they're about to go live. We'll cover that. Mahlian coming up. This is the total salt of America, they say to me. This deal they're about to make, we're going to be covering that. But here is Greg Reese, and he's not a big fan of what's happening in Israel. I agree with about 95% of this, but it's important to slaughter the sacred cows and just get them out in the open. Here it is.
Indonesia appeal to the U.S. to do more to stop the atrocities in Gaza. Ceasefire is a must for the sake of humanity. Once again, thank you for your invitation, President Biden. Thank you.
Thank you. And as we met outside, as you get out of your automobile, we had a very important discussion on climate. The president said, I'm cold.
What are the chances of a Gaza ceasefire?
None. No possibility.
President Biden says there is no possibility of a ceasefire. And former President Trump has made it clear that he will also serve the Zionist state of Israel. This is one issue that the entire U.S. government seems to be in agreement on. But America and its NATO vassals stand alone with Israel. Millions of people all over the world are taking to the streets in one of the most unified, peaceful protests ever. Most people are seeing this as it is, an illegal occupation sliding quickly towards genocide. Which is good, because the world is now on the brink of a holy war, and the only way to stop it is a mass awakening. The U.S. is firing airstrikes in eastern Syria, where the Iraqi militia have been launching drone attacks at U.S. military bases. The Islamic Resistance in Lebanon, Hezbollah, has launched several operations targeting Israeli forces, who have been bombing several towns in southern Lebanon. A Black Hawk helicopter crash killed five U.S. special forces off the coast of Cyprus, and the Turks are claiming it was shot down. China and Iran are now working together against Israel, and the CCP begins military drills in the South China Sea. To the majority of the world, it is clear that the Zionist state of Israel is the antagonist. As Celia Farber points out, even some of Israel's staunchest supporters are now speaking out against their war crimes. Macron calls on Israel to stop killing women and children, and Anthony Blinken says that far too many Palestinians have been killed. Humanity is more awake than ever, and we are watching as Israel kills a few dozen militants and over 10,000 civilians while calling it a war. The majority of the world is demanding an end to this slaughter, but Netanyahu says that Israel will defy the world if needed to defeat Hamas, an organization created by Israel. The region is being surrounded by warships as thousands of Americans march in D.C. to demand more mass murder of Palestinians.
The calls for a ceasefire are outrageous.
Greg Reese reporting.
All right, Michael Young called me yesterday. Some of the team he works with are kidnapped in Mexico. We've got details of this coming up with the collapsing border straight ahead. And then after he leaves us, I'll continue with them pushing that solar flares are going to knock the internet out. I believe the globalists are planning to do this. They've been pre-programming it. We've got major news on that front and so much more here today. Please tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune in now. Get text message, email, word of mouth, Infowars.com/show. or the Cordons of Liberty. That's how we get past the censors. It's how we reach new people. I want to commend all the listeners that take clips and post them and share them. That's how the truth's getting out. Keep it up. That is just as important as buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with Michael Young. Stay with us. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right. U.S. citizens, great journalists that work with the amazing journalist, former Special Forces Commando Michael Yon, one of the top combat correspondents ever, joins us. And as you know, Michael is a superstar at exposing what's happening at the border and predicting now up to a million people a month coming across. He's got some very serious breaking news with these kidnappings. Joining us in the big picture about Xi Jinping visiting Biden. In fact, that press conference is about to begin. We'll be getting to some of that as well. Michael Yon.
Hello, Alex. I'm in Guatemala City. As you know, how much time do we have? There's a couple of things I would like to mention that you were just talking about on the previous previous segment.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, you were talking about this, you know, genocide over in going on now in Gaza. Obviously, there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. You know, there's the energy off the coast there and the canal that they wish to build through Israel. But separately from that, this reminds me of Fallujah in Iraq. In Fallujah, as you know, in March of 2004, four contractors were killed. This is important. One of whom I went to school with, Scott Helvenston, was the youngest Navy SEAL ever. We used to work out together. We played on the same football team. I went to Green Berets. He went to SEALs. He later went off and worked for Blackwater, and he was killed there in Fallujah. The next day after that, another friend of mine was killed in Iraq as well, Richard Ferguson. He was one of my Green Beret teammates. So in other words, one day one was killed, Scott was killed, and then Richard was killed. So I went to both of their funerals, Scott's funeral in Florida. There were people from all over the world at Scott's funeral, even Japanese journalists, everybody. It was such a huge feeding frenzy. You remember, it was pretty gross. And I went to Richard's funeral over in Colorado. And all the SEALs and all the Green Berets at each of their funerals were saying, go to the war. It's not what you think it is. But bottom line is, after the contractors were killed, their bodies hanged off the bridge, including my friend Scott Helvenston, the United States went to Fallujah and killed at least 1,000 people. And then after that happened, you know, Fallujah was called the city of mosques. People from all over the world, especially North Africa and all over the Middle East, including also the United States and Europe, flooded to Iraq to fight U.S. forces. So our casualties began to skyrocket. Now, keep in mind, Fallujah had been mostly peaceful before, believe it or not. But after the contractors were killed and many of the locals wanted to turn over the perpetrators to U.S. forces, bottom line, we attacked, killed a lot of people, and the war exploded when we overreacted on Fallujah. Now, as 2004 passes by here, then we had the second attack on Fallujah called Operation Phantom Fury that began in October of 2004, and that was when I decided to finally jump into the war, right? So I didn't go to the war in the beginning, and people always say I'm an adrenaline junkie. I said, no, I did not go to the war in the beginning for adrenaline. I went to the war after I realized it was an insurgency. I've been in a lot of insurgencies around the world. I went to the war in December of 2004 because we then flattened Fallujah in Operation Phantom Fury in October, November, and it petered off in December. I landed in December in Baghdad, and I was actually surprised at the amount of kinetic fighting going on, bombs being dropped, artillery firing constantly, 24-7. People that were there know what I'm talking about. Automatic fire, huge amounts all the time. So it just continued from there, and that's why I ended up getting so much combat experience, because I stuck with it for the years ahead in Afghanistan and Iraq. But bottom line, what's happening now in Gaza is just like Fallujah, only supersized, like very much supersized. You see now people from around the world are getting riled up. Both sides or many sides are getting energy is being added to the system. And this is going to go very badly while our border is wide open. We have zero border. I'm down here all the time. As you know, Anthony and Josh, his brother from muckraker.com, got kidnapped yesterday. Woke up. That's why I probably got bags under my eyes, because I was tracking their icons all through the night and in the morning. And anyway, then they got kidnapped. We got them back now. They're flying to Florida right now. And but their gear was smashed and that sort of thing. But how did this happen? We've been watching the invasion into the United States, many of whom that are invading, by the way, are from Venezuela. There is a lot of Hezbollah and Hamas, actually, in Venezuela. There's Hezbollah all over South America and Central America. They're around me here in this town. I'm in Guatemala, right? And so the bottom line is we have no border. They're flooding in. Anger is in the air. As you know, there's plenty of weapons to go around. Now, what happened with Anthony and Josh yesterday when they got kidnapped? Now, I took Anthony down to the Darien Gap last year. We did a comprehensive tour down in the gap. Not really a tour. It was more of a mission. I took him and showed him the ropes. He's a young guy, 26, highly energetic, highly intelligent. Then later we went to Texas and went all the way across the border to the California at San Diego. I showed him many things and other issues related with information warfare. And then you had him on your show very presciently several times. He has really since then blossomed. He got a document. Anthony Rubin from muckraker.com got a document from one of the Chinese invaders. It's 200 pages long, written in Mandarin. He had Anthony had it. That's Anthony right there. Had it translate on the beast, the train, a few days ago. He had that document translated from Mandarin into English. He then, that document, describes the exact route that Chinese take from Quito, Ecuador, up through Colombia, through Darien, through Panama and whatnot, and all the way up and getting into the United States. It tells you which hotels to stay in, which phone numbers to call, the whole works, right? So Anthony went down there with that translated document, and he stayed in those hotels with the Chinese. Got a huge amount of information that
he was able to get their battle plan. Wait.
Yep, he did, Alex. And so, and then he just came through the Darien Gap. He stayed in their hotels in Ecuador and Colombia. Then he went through the Darien Gap with Chinese. He survived, obviously. He went. Also, there were Syrians with him. Those Syrians were quite vicious. You can see on some of the video, and it was very dangerous. The whole trip was very dangerous. They made it through. There were actually many Venezuelans as well who very well could have been Hezbollah.
So he traveled all the way over the Darien Gap, showing the chain, got on the beast train, becomes all the way up into central Mexico. What incredible journalism. How dangerous. Wow.
Yeah. Actually, then, you know, now is where the next phase starts. I asked six people to fly in here to Guatemala to meet with me, including the Muckraker team, Anthony and Josh. And I asked them to fly in from Panama to here. I asked, Anthony Kramer from Texas to fly in, Ann Vander Steele and Joseph Heumeyer, who is an absolute, very important person to interview and all these things. So Joseph, they all flew to Mexico. We all met right here, for a couple of days. And then from there, the boys, I call them the Rubin brothers, they're 22 and 26. They're not boys. They're grown men. They're studs, actually. They decided with Taylor Kramer from Texas to go forward. They took a bus up to from Guatemala across Mexico into Tapachula. They were in that area for a couple of days. Then they got on the beast train, and that's the train, which is, you know, they call it the train of death. Actually, they also call it the beast, la bestia. And they and then the next thing you know, I'm tracking their icons, and the next thing you know, they're off the trains, and Anthony ends up in the hospital. So Anthony, we thought he might have malaria. This was just like less than a week ago. So, you know, he's in the hospital. The doctor thinks it's Salmonella, E. coli. I've eaten him up. The next thing you know, Anthony's like, I want to keep going. I'm like, you know, slow down, young man, you know. But instead, he did what young men do. He continued forward north on buses. And then yesterday he was about to cross through El Baghdad. It's actually called Baghdad, Playa Baghdad, which is right by the mouth of the Rio Grande. Across from that is SpaceX. So he was about to go that direction. Actually, I was watching his icon all night, and it started to do something erratic. I got one last message from him that said, we're walking on the beach up to SpaceX. Now, they were still on the Mexican side, right? You have to cross the Rio Grande River, and then you can get onto that public beach by SpaceX. But they were walking up to look at that area, and they got kidnapped. I watched his icon do an erratic turn, and I started assembling a team immediately because something was clearly wrong. And the next thing you know, we watched that icon go into a field. And Van
stay right there. Michael Young, we got to go to break. But these are literal hero reporters from Central America up to North America, Mexico, and to Central North America. This is what's going on, tracking up to a million a month, now coming through. People that have the courage to insert themselves into this hellhole, kidnap. We'll get the latest information straight ahead after the break. So everybody, you know, tune in now, folks. The enemy, the globalists, do not want this alarm raised. We're raising the alarm. We are the modern Paul Revere's. We can only do this with your help. Share the links now, Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jones Show, this live Wednesday, November 15th, 2023 broadcast. Michael Yon, investigative journalist, par excellence, who's embedded in Central South America and in North America. Just reported on a great team of folks we've interviewed before who have been just posting incredible reports we've been showing for TV viewers. Kidnapped. So they're trying to come back yesterday. They're trying to get through by SpaceX, South Texas, into from Mexico into South Texas. Start over.
Okay, yes. So, as the Muckraker team left Guatemala, they got on La Bestia, the train, to head north. And, you know, this is the train that many of the aliens take to go north to the United States. People fall off the train down in Darien Gap. The Red Cross hands out maps that shows you how to do all these things, get on all the trains. In fact, on one of the maps that we have that I picked up in Darien, it says, you know, don't get drunk and get on the train, basically on the top of the train. So naturally, being the young men that they are, Taylor Kramer from Texas and the Rubin brothers from Muckraker.com got on the top of the train and they were heading north and they got incredible video of that. The next thing you know, I'm tracking their icons and Anthony ends up in the hospital. He's in the hospital because he was very sick. We had Doc Chambers, who's been on your show before, was advising us, the Green Beret doctor, Pete Chambers, you know, about what might be wrong, but they went to a Mexican doctor there and they thought it was not malaria, hopefully, and got tested, but it was salmonella and E. coli is what the Mexican doctor thought. Anyway, so Anthony got his IV squared away, and actually he was up and running and wanted to go immediately. Of course, I told him to pause for a day or two, but naturally, being Anthony Rubin, he decided to go forward. So they went forward. They continued north on buses. And yesterday we're in Matamoros. I was tracking their icons. Now, Matamoros is important. That's where the main center is for CDG, which is Cartel del Golfo, which I believe is the oldest existing cartel in Mexico. I believe they were started as legend goes in 1930, so they're about 90 years old or so. Now, in March, CDG, Cartel del Golfo, they kidnapped 4 Americans. Murdered 2 of those, and right there, those Americans were in the area where Anthony was actually going with Josh. Taylor Kramer had split off and gone across the border to the U.S. side already hours before, and now Josh and Anthony were going on their route to Playa Baghdad, which is the beach right just south of the
Rio Grande. And let's stop right there, just a moment. Imagine if the corporate media did its job and showed this, but they won't. So it's literally up to Americans that are risking their lives to do this. I mean, this is heroic stuff. This is dangerous stuff.
It is. And we knew, we did our area study. We knew CDG, you know, Cartel del Golfo, the Gulf Cartel. We knew they had kidnapped 4 people earlier.
Because they control who comes across. So they catch people all the time that haven't paid the toll and routinely kill them.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the other side of the Rio Grande, right there on the American side of Playa Baghdad, the beach of Baghdad. I've been there at least 30 times, and much of that this year, because it's right there at SpaceX, right? And so basically the Playa Baghdad on the Mexican side, the only people that are allowed to go there are fishermen and actually the coyotes for human smugglers and drug smuggling. That's a huge drug smuggling route. They don't let anybody go out there to play. We knew that. We knew that 4 Americans. We did our area study, of course. We knew that 4 Americans had been kidnapped and 2 had been murdered in March. We knew it was extremely dangerous. In fact, I advised against it naturally, but they wanted to do it. So we did it as safely as possible. There's no way to do these things safely. It's just, you can just do it less dangerously. So I was tracking their icons. Now, we do know that CDG earlier this year, after those four Americans were kidnapped and two were killed, they apologized for it and turned over the cartel members to the United States. So our guesstimate was you will definitely be seen. You're not going to get on that beach. Again, I've observed that beach.
So they followed through, then they grabbed them, but then let them go.
Well, almost. They grabbed them and they tied their hands behind their back. They put blindfolds on them. The cartel members had automatic weapons. They had military-style rifles. I don't know if they're automatic. They had pistols. They took them to an open field. I was watching their icons go to an open field. That's when I called Ann, and we were watching it together, their icon as it moved, and we thought, you know, they're in an open field near the U.S. border, away from everything. And then that icon stayed there for quite a while.
So you were worried they were about to get executed.
Yeah, I was assembling a team at that point. So I was getting ready to fly up to Brownsville, and go across myself. But the bottom line is, they were released, and then a phone call came to their mother, and their mother called me immediately. I got a private investigator immediately looking at that phone number and these sorts of things. But the bottom line is, their icons started moving. I went to the point of entry of the bridge there at Brownsville. And I saw that their icon went inside the Border Patrol station. I called Border Patrol, you know, asking basically, have you seen two white guys that just got kidnapped? And Border Patrol said, yeah, actually, they're standing right in front of me. So he put Josh on the phone. They're good to go. They're happy that, you know, they left.
So what happened? The coyotes were smart enough to not kill this group.
Yeah, they smashed their cameras. They smashed all their gear. They smashed their phones. But they didn't find one of the transmitters. And so bottom line is they immediately got out into the United States and went right to Best Buy yesterday and were buying new gear to go back. I mean, these are actually American studs. Actually, sat123.com told me this morning they're going to buy them new gear so they can get back in action. Sat123.com is going to actually buy them all new gear. So, yeah, I mean, so Americans are keeping Americans in action at this point. But they're, these are two studly men, as is Taylor Kramer, all of them. Are getting ready to go back. Obviously, they're not going to go back to play a guy, Baghdad. You'll certainly worse can happen this time. But they said the Rubin brothers said that the.
Well, why do you think the cartels used their brain and didn't kill them?
Because you know the Playa or the CDG cartel, the cartel del Golfo has been around since 1930. They're like the older mafia. They're actually businessmen now, older men running the thing. They know it's bad for business to kill Americans. Now, they ran them off. They smashed it. They didn't keep their gear, by the way. They told me they didn't steal their gear. They smashed it with crowbars, right? And so then sent them back. Did not kill them and actually let them keep their passports. They were sending a message, like, stay away from here. That's a smuggling route. We all know it. I've watched that smuggling route a lot from the SpaceX side. I've watched it night after night, day after day. That beach right by SpaceX is a major smuggling route. They Border Patrol there have told me smugglers actually go onto SpaceX property there at Boca Chica, and they do it frequently, daily, actually. And the beach is wide open. It's a public beach. You can actually drive to SpaceX, and you'll be right next. I've been there many, many times. It's a great place to go, by the way. But it's also a major smuggling route.
All right, stay there. I want to shift gears out of this and talk about invasion numbers that you've been tracking for years, that you've been dead on with your analysis, up to a million a month daring gap next year, just 2 months away, a month and a half away. Hard to believe we're almost in 2024. God, time accelerates. Now I want to look big picture. Xi Jinping coming to the West Coast, coming to San Francisco. What's happening, what Michael Yon thinks is about to unfold. Here's Biden and Xi Jinping waddling into the meeting. This is about to happen. We'll be talking about all this straight ahead with Michael Yon, michaelyon.locals.com. Michael_Yon on Twitter, Michael Yon, Y-O-N, on Twitter, and .com on the web. We'll be right back. They do not want this information out. Listeners, boost this information. I cannot explain. You're not the tail, you're the dog. I'm the tail, you're the dog. If you don't share these links, it does nothing. Be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic, You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the hour is very late for our republic. I'm not going to lie to listeners. We're in a lot of trouble. Michael Young, before we get into other big issues, and guys, let's go to the live White House feed of Xi Jinping with O'Biden in San Francisco. Put that feed up for me, please. With only 300-something days left of the election, we have to understand that this is a global, international BlackRock takeover operation. We have to understand that. And we have to understand that it's outrageous to admit this is happening. It sounds crazy. But that's how they get a leg up on us. Because people have a normalcy bias of being in a free country. They can't believe they're in a war. You're in an international war. And they're cutting off the food. They're flooding the borders. They're starving the third world. They're hitting us from every angle, as Michael Yon talks about. Let's go to a little bit of this feed. Go ahead and pipe up the audio. Let's go to a few minutes of this feed, then back to Michael Yon of San Francisco with that Chinese puppet, Joe Biden, meeting with Xi Jinping, his boss.
Well, Mr. President, it's good to see you again. We spent many hours together over the last 10 or 12 years.
So let's just stop right here. If you just watched TV 3 years ago, the U.S. government got you good audio at press conferences. I've been noticing almost every government press conference or event, you can't even understand it. The government's so incompetent now, they can't even plug in the microphones properly. The cities are collapsing, feces and needles everywhere. Are we a failed state, Michael Yon? Can America be saved?
Well, you know, I returned to the United States in 2020. I had been almost the last 20 years, most of that time overseas and wars and that sort of thing. And the reason that I returned to the United States was because that I thought the United States was going to end the Civil War.
And you told me this privately. You said, I'm always overseas where the wars are. America's now the war zone.
Yeah, you know, anybody that's followed my work long knows that if I show up in your country, that's not a good sign. For instance, down in Panama now, it's clearly dying. Panama, I just got a message from Panama 2 minutes ago while you were showing the video. Panama is, you know, as you and I have both been warning, Panama is being taken by CCP. It's the new, it's part of the new Silk Road 2.0. That's why I'm in Guatemala, this place as well, right? Honduras, the whole works. For instance, right now, it's something I call archaeological warfare. There's an archaeological Chinese archaeological team down in Honduras, you know, claiming, you know, digging up things. Who knows? Maybe they've been in the ground 10 years. I have no idea. But they're claiming that the Mayan people and other indigenous peoples are relatives of Chinese and, you know, basically the French and the Spanish and everybody else. The English came over here and took all of the Americas from Chinese descendants. Right. Or from antecedents. Right. Basically that we took their land. And so
it's another playoff reparations. I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For instance, the first thing they do is they'll do the archaeological aspect. Then they'll write books and that sort of thing and documentaries. Then they'll start museums and then they'll start taking journalists to the museums. For instance, I've gone over to Nanjing, China and seen this. I've seen it in Jeju Island down in Korea. Down in Malaysia and Indonesia. I've gone all over the world looking at museums in Japan, United States, across Europe.
And let's make no mistake, I'm not attacking the Chinese people, but they are the most homogeneous racial group there is. And Xi Jinping says it is a Chinese world. It's like Hitler, but Hitler only had 60 million Germans. He's got a billion and a half people.
Yes and no. I mean, Han Chinese, what they call Han Chinese, that's an arguable statement, of course, what is Han? But obviously, a lot. I've been all over China. I've spent about a year in there and around there. But for instance, Tibet, they call that China. Of course, those aren't Han Chinese. And basically what they're doing now, when Xi lands in San Francisco, I was just over in San Francisco for the same reasons. You know, I thought that this is going to be a beachhead for China. But, you know, you'll see places like California can go the way of Tibet and Xinjiang, right? I mean, these clearly genocides are in the works. And I warn Panamanians and others about, look what's happening in Israel right now. Heavily jabbed Israel. We know Netanyahu is a member of the World Economic Forum. As you know, you were one of the first, if not the first, warning about World Economic Forum. You're the last person who needs that briefing. And you know.
No, I totally agree. And I keep interrupting you, sir, and I apologize. Give us your 35,000-foot view on the world right now. Get into Israel. Just, we're going to skip the next break. Just fire at will. Just spew us your knowledge here. I know you're a journalist. You want to stick to what you're seeing right now currently, but just big picture.
Big picture. As you know, I mean, again, you may have literally been the first one worrying about World Economic Forum. I was like, what's Alex talking about? You know, I started studying it because you were talking about it. And well, here it goes. You're right. Now, the World Economic Forum clearly is a Siamese twins with the Chinese Communist Party. They're open about it. They're very clear about it. It appears to our team that the Chinese Communist Party is actually the dominant partner, and that the World Economic Forum has either started as or has become a puppet. Actually, I want to hear what you think about that, because you have such good insight. It looks to me like the Chinese Communist Party is the dominant partner. For instance, the Chinese Communist Party is the one clearly making this Silk Road. That's why I'm in Netherlands so much, obviously, because Netherlands, like Panama, is vital terrain on planet Earth. Down in, you see the Belt and Road Initiative train system that goes all the way from Shanghai and other places. I've been to that side of the railway. It goes all the way across Asia, across Europe, goes straight to Rotterdam Harbor, which is a part of Tri-State City, is these smart cities you've been warning about. Tri-State City contains Rotterdam Harbor, which is the biggest harbor in Europe, and just south of Rotterdam's Antwerp Harbor, the second biggest harbor in Europe, two main veins, and the railway goes straight there, right? So these places that they're taking, like RGV Valley in Texas, all these different places where they're doing, that's why the Muckraker brothers were going through RGV Valley. They didn't go across in Yuma or someplace like that, or San Diego. They specifically picked that area.
They chose the main route.
The corridor. That's the corridor, right? That's why they're building that Colonia, we believe, north of Houston at Liberty City, at Liberty County, not Liberty City, Liberty County, right? And that's why we've spent so much time there as well. The corridor goes right there through Brownsville, right? As you know, but the bottom line is all these different things that you see, these major actions are occurring.
The UN, the NGOs, the Chinese, they're all unities. Let me answer your question since you asked me, and I know you know the answer. Communist China, 90% of it didn't have running water or electricity until the 1970s. David Rockefeller, the globalists, they go in. Nixon, they open it up. They're given the deal, one side of trade deals, to build them up. They can have all the carbon they want, all the jobs, all the oil, all the everything. We're then politically shut down. So, yes, the globalist system is allied with China. And then part of the instincts of America woke up in the last 10 years and said, wait, we're being sold out. But that's kind of a ghost of what was left of America saying no. And now China's coming in with their agent Biden with both feet, and they own Hollywood, you know, 70% of it, all of it. They control TikTok. Everything they do on TikTok's banned in China. They sell it here, and so we're seen as decadent and weak. And they sit there with Xi Jinping making fun of Biden today while he sits there doddering around. They don't even respect him at all. He's not the guy that greeted Xi Jinping when he landed. That was the guy they're planning to replace him with, Gavin Newsom. And so this is very, very sad. And so, yes, because China's a unified uniparty, BlackRock and the globalists have made their main investments there. It's the hope of the New World Order. And the top globalists have middlemen and make hundreds of billions, if not trillions, a year off selling out the West. So, yes, China. If you're in World War II and the axis of evil is Italy, Nazi Germany, and Japan, well, we all know Italy and Japan didn't do much compared to the Nazis. The Germans were 90% of the war. So it's indistinguishable from Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, who's heavily invested in China as their little hero. They're all indistinguishable. They're satellites of China and all the Western money and American power transfer there. So, yes, in the new World War II analogy, China is Germany. It's the main.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I mean, I'm with you then. The bottom line is, yeah.
Well, keep going. I'm interrupting. Keep going. We got 13 minutes left. Go ahead.
He needs to make absolutely clear statements of where he stands, right, on these sorts of things. Now, I read his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. That was a fantastic book. I recommend it. I've recommended it to so many people. I've put it on my site many times. Everybody should read that book. We should have clear trials, capital trials for what has happened. And Netanyahu is a member of that cabal, by the way. And so, and of course, RFK has fought against the vax. But he's still in that globalist camp. He needs to very clearly state in front of everybody if he wants our support. And I will support him if I think he's hardcore and he's and if he's really going that direction. But you know,
he needs to declare independence. I interrupted you 20 minutes ago. Finish up with Israel and Netanyahu using Jews for guinea pigs with the shots and saying we're using them as guinea pigs. And then let's get back to the other subjects.
Well, you said let's go to the 35,000 foot view. Let's go to that. Now, there's a lot of energy off the coast there of Gaza, right? That people have wanted that energy for years. I was actually at the Israeli ambassador's residence years ago during a break of Iraq or Afghanistan or something. They invited me. Interestingly, I ended up over in Israel in a thing with Netanyahu was there and that sort of thing. And it was interesting. People were talking about that energy off the coast of Gaza. Very interesting. And so now they wish to build a canal through Panama, sort of like the Suez Canal. The map is drawn. It will not go through Gaza, but it goes straight through right by like the name I can never pronounce, the city I've been to, Siderot, S-D-E-R-O-T. I've been to that town still can't pronounce its name for some reason. But the canal goes right by that town, right by the corner of Gaza there, right? And that gas, think about it, the gas is right off the coast, and they want to build the canal right there, right by where the gas fields are, right? Not a coincidence. This is Silk Road 2.0. And we know that Benjamin Netanyahu is buddy-buddy with Pfizer and the rest of the big pharma, and he was bragging about getting Israel to be the test guinea pigs for this, right? Israel was literally targeted by Netanyahu. He literally pushed the jab into – he's done more damage to Jews than probably Hitler by the time this is over. And that's no exaggeration, and you know that. A lot of people will go crazy with that statement, but let's just wait and see. He encouraged millions of people to jab. You know, he's up there still pushing it. And so the bottom line is it's clear that they're doing a genocide in Gaza right now, but at the same time, they're genociding Israel, both of them.
It's clear Netanyahu is blackmailed and controlled.
Clearly, he's just one of them. He is clearly in the enemy field. There's no question about it. And that those gas fields and that canal will be part of what Panama and Netherlands and other vital terrains are, right? It'll be big arteries for energy and resources to flow through. And that's what you talk about all the time. You talk about nitty gritty and you get the microscope out sometimes. And other times, you know, you jump up to the orbital view. This is orbital view. They're doing genocides. Genocides are unfolding. Local genocides around the world are unfolding. Now you see, you see the big rally yesterday. One of my friends was at it in Washington, basically continue the attack. He's a good guy, but I think he's been taken in. And the bottom line is this is a nested genocide. While Gaza's being genocided now, the world, like what happened with Fallujah, the war in Iraq didn't really kick off in a big way until we attacked Fallujah twice. We attacked it that first time in April of 2004, and the war absolutely exploded after the contractors were killed. And then we attacked it again in Operation Phantom Fury starting in October of 2004, and the war absolutely exploded.
So you said weeks ago, walking into a trap. How do you see this unfolding?
I see it unfolding with the, going with my paradigm. My paradigm is they wish to depopulate Gaza and take that energy and depopulate Israel of Israelis and build that canal and put, you know, the people they wish to have there, whoever that is, to be there. Maybe some skeleton crew of Israelis who can run things. But the bottom line is there's clearly a nested, like a Pushka doll genocide. Hit the people in Gaza, and then the world is huge amounts of the world are becoming angry at Jews everywhere. I mean, I'm going to end up having to hide my Jewish friends at this point. Not to mention, many of our other non-Jewish friends, just white people in general. That's clearly what's coming.
Well, that's my next point. Clearly the corporate media is pro-Palestine. The corporate media is the enemy. But it doesn't mean we didn't support Netanyahu. It's part of a larger dialectic. Biden gave all those billions to Iran. This is a big setup.
It's a huge setup. Look, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, did not respond to that attack on October 7th until 7 or 8 hours later. Listen, it only takes 6 minutes for the slowest crew on planet Earth to get a Black Hawk from a cold engine to wheels off the ground. 6 minutes, that's for the slowest crew on planet Earth, new crew that hasn't flown much, right? Serious crews will do it a lot faster than
and
that.
They've got 200 Black Hawks.
Right.
Hundreds of Apaches, hundreds of Cobras. Israel is crawling with attack helicopters. I've seen the estimates. They think five attack helicopters would have knocked out most of that Hamas.
Their special operations should have been slinging lead in, I don't know, 10 or 15, 20 minutes, depending on how far away the attacks were. They should have been slinging hard lead within 20 or 30 minutes. They should have had huge numbers. By the way, on January 6th, I noticed the same thing. I was there watching that thing unfold, and I'm like, where's the reinforcements? I mean, Fort Bragg, by now, we could have had troops in them from Alaska by now. And yet they were allowing it to unfold. No reinforcements came to the Capitol on January 6th. I'm sitting here, you know, as somebody who's seen a lot of combat with U.S. forces, I thought people from somewhere, if not the local forces, of course, you could have had the 82nd Airborne in there in the amount of time. You know, the sun was going down and they still had not cleared.
But let's explain what goes on those military bases. Israel's surrounded. They had intel from Egypt they were going to be attacked the next week. They have hundreds and hundreds of attack helicopters loaded with missiles, loaded with ammunition, and then 7 to 8 hours goes by and not one helicopter launches, and they're all just sitting there. I mean, that's preposterous.
this casus belli. You know, it was Gleiwitz. It was another Gleiwitz moment, right? I mean, that's exactly what it was.
You know about Gleiwitz? The attack started in World War II with Poland Operation Himmler, where the Germans attacked their own radio station, blamed the Poles, and started World War II.
That's right. It was a Gleiwitz. It was a World War II moment. I mean, that's exactly what just happened. I mean, the bottom line is,
yeah,
you know,
so probably Netanyahu, whoever's in control, maybe
Germans,
he didn't know.
Germans and Gleiwitz and blamed it on the Poles.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so they were literally having a Gleiwitz meeting. Start over with Gleiwitz.
But at the same time, looks like we lost contact.
No, we're here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and so I hope, okay, yep, I hear you.
Michael, start over with Gleiwitz. Yeah, people don't know about Gleiwitz. Tell them about Gleiwitz.
Yeah, Gleiwitz. I mean, that was an operation staged by the Nazis, and wherein Germans killed Germans dressed in Polish uniforms, and then, you know, put it up on the news. Yeah, of course, they had journalists, you know, coming around saying, yeah, you know, the Polish just killed all these Germans, and the Germans got riled up and said, let's go kill the Polish, right? And so they invaded Poland. I mean, Poland was devastated. Nobody suffered more in World War II than Polish. Not even Russians and not Jews. It was Poland. Poland was, I lived in Poland for 2 years.
Ground zero.
When I was in special forces, the two A teams I was on were actually, I trained for 3 years to parachute into Poland and fight the Soviets. And then after the army, I lived in Poland for 2 years. I'm very well aware of their history. And basically in Operation Gleiwitz, that the Nazis just staged an attack. We see what happened in Gaza in October. By the way, let's rewind back to Darien Gap. On October 7th, the attack unfolded. On October 6th, in the Darien Gap, the Costa Rican and Panamanian presidents were down the Darien Gap, announcing that they're going to increase the flows through the Darien Gap. So before that attack happened in Gaza on October 7th, or in Israel on October 7th, two new camps were being built in the Darien Gap. And I've been down there. I chartered an airplane and flew over them, went down in the jungle and looked at them. There's two new camps. Two new invasion camps being built in the Darien right now, as we speak. They are increasing the flow dramatically. And so, you see what's happening in the Darien Gap right now. It's quite intense. And that's just the gap. I'm up here in Guatemala.
You're saying they're scaling up by January to 1 million a month.
I'm not saying by January by 1 million a month, but by 10,000, a good 10,000 per day can come through by January.
But we're talking about 1 million a month across the Texas border.
Oh, easily. That can happen. Now, when I said 1 million a month, I said, you know, wait until as things continue to build, you can see that by late 2024, early 2025, it can easily be 1 million a month. I'm just watching the infrastructure being built. I'm watching the physical infrastructure being built down, for instance, in Panama. But keep in mind, a huge number of the people coming through South and Central America actually will fly to places like Nicaragua. Every day as we speak, there's people landing in Nicaragua, right? And they go from Nicaragua and they'll fly to Mexico or fly to other places.
All right, Michael Yon, stay there. Do five more minutes with us. I know you got to go. And as soon as you get those reporters on, even if it's tomorrow, I know they smashed their equipment. When they get back to Florida, I want them on the show tomorrow because this is important. But you show your smarts because nobody talks about that. Operation Himmler, which was Gleiwitz, the Germans launched World War II by attacking their own radio base, dressing up Jews in Polish military uniforms, shooting them, newsreels, and that's how World War II started. And Israel, people running it, I believe it launched Operation Gleiwitz. In fact, they let them infiltrate, kidnap, and leave. I believe they paid those people, and they're now basking in the sun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.